Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, okay. Okay. You probably heard about, on my podcast when I did the Insanity series. And I will happily say that it has stopped for now. I did the Insanity series as a talk series about real life perspectives and my stuff going on in my life that's actually happening, real life, that is with disturbing situations of what I experienced in my environment recently. This stuff has been going on for years and years and years and years and years. After going on for like decades or whatever, I decided to do this series of talking about my home and the problems that I was experiencing with people who I perceive are crazy or criminal, or et cetera. And when I do the series, it's very truthful. There is no fiction. There's no lies. And I want to say another thing. Some of the people in my environment, neighborhood, perhaps to defend themselves or form their own perception. And people I know, they probably came over here and said, oh, we don't believe one word, have made up false perceptions of me, false allegations that I hear voices or I have some delusional disorder or they defamatory stuff. They said I have schizophrenia, etc. First of all, they're not supposed to be saying that because they pretty much, a lot of them are not experts. And the experts that are, and if they say it, then they shouldn't be saying it either because they don't even know me. And it's a lie. The truth is, I don't hear voices. I never hear voices. If I did, I would be first to tell people on this planet, I don't hear voices. These events have actually happened. Yes, it is a lot of hearsay and allegations. But that was the reason why I did the series, because it was allegations that persisted for years. And it's disgusting, to hear. It's very disturbing to hear somebody talk about outside on the street, talk about the insides of my home, or say that they look in, or blah, blah, blah. But I also realized that you should realize, honestly, I try to be careful. And I don't know for sure, but the truth is, some of the homeless say all kinds of crazy things that are not true. They sit on the street and they deteriorate. They're outside once in a while, late at night, on the corner. Sometimes they're not. Or from nearby neighbor allegations. So I apologize if you're tired of hearing just allegations. But everything I said in the podcast was truthful. I don't hear voices. Okay? Anybody who disagree with me, well, I'm so sorry. Because that would be nothing but defamation and nothing but someone who's being an idiot. So I leave it there. So that's why I did the Insanity series. Because talking about my home, talking about me from outside and people coming up to me who I don't know or making analysis of me, someone obsessed with me for a long time who I have no attraction to, that's crazy. And that's dangerous. The truth is there's a lot of things in society, reality, we simply do not understand. And this is something I cannot understand, dealing with nonsense or things that just don't pertain to everyday life situations that we can make sense of, or I can make sense of. So it is just about allegations. If it turns into actual proof, I will let you know. When I do my podcast, I also am aware that when I talk about something that's truthful, I can't say the people's names, or if I did say somebody's name, it's alleged, because of, you know, protect myself from legal. So if something actually happened, someone got arrested and there's a picture or something or why or whatever, I'll let you know. But I still have to be discreet, because I don't want to go to court and someone say, oh, they went to court and they're suing me because of what I said on my podcast. But I am very honest. And no, I do not hear any voices. That's defamation. That's lies. If, you know. And my motto about those kinds of, and even for me, leave it to an expert, a doctor. I'm not a doctor or expert on that subject. A responsible one who can take things into context. They don't diagnose people by listening to a podcast. They diagnose people directly, if they know them directly or treating them directly. Well, anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk about is you know, I came out of Hollywood to want to be a star. You know, I came out here to be in the industry. And I really would love to be on the spotlight, you know, to make money at it. But one thing I found out about Hollywood or near Hollywood is that there's another industry that I do not want to be a part of. It's called porn. And some people will, you know, in my environment say, oh, you want to make it as a star, you can do that. No way in hell. Look, I am hungry, but I'm not that hungry. I would never go into the sex industry. It's too, there's no way. I would like, oh my God, do something like that. It's so degrading, you know, the money is not that great, and, you know, you can possibly get a disease, HIV, and it's prostitution, it's not even acting. I would never be a sex worker. Well, anyway, I have respect for people who do that for work, you know, I have to have respect for those, because how hard it is to do that. But for a career, no. That's not what I came out here for. I came out here to be in music, show business, regular show business. It's very hard to do. Okay, I will never be in porn. Never. No way in hell. It's not even possible. And it's disgusting, but I'll leave it there. I apologize to those in the sex industry, but I cannot do that for a career. Never. You know, it's like, my life is already hard. It would be even harder. It would be worse. And the stigma connected to it, no way. I'm gonna leave it there. But in general, for those who do that, you know, respect to those who do it. You know, I'm not trying to put you down. You know, but for me, my personal, I cannot do that for a career. I came out here to play instrument to make it an industry, to get discovered, or acting or something, legitimate acting. Yet, where you on the motion picture, you read a script. So that's all. I'll leave it there. you know, and, you know, Hollywood is a place, you know, to really be discovered in Hollywood. I used to have, you had to go to West Hollywood to get discovered, but, I realize you don't need to get discovered in West Hollywood to get signed to a label anymore. That's a good thing. But people come out here and got discovered in Tinseltown, and they didn't get discovered in West Hollywood. I could name a few, there's a few who got discovered in Long Beach, like Melissa Everidge, or other people got discovered in Pasadena, but Hollywood is, doing the best I can. Also, my music, I will be releasing more music. It will be pretty much the same. I'm going to put up another greatest hits. It'll come out a month or two. I don't know. But I wanted to let you know, there's no new recordings. I don't know if I, well, I've done it for 10 years, making records, releasing records. Done the best I could, that's all I have for now. Oh, and I apologize to those who are in that industry. They work hard for the money. But for me as a career, I would never do that. I don't want to be a part of it. It's so many a negative, never. I want to be a star, but I ain't that desperate. But I'll leave it there. I apologize to those who are offended, but I could never do that for a career or be a part of it. It has to be legitimate. Music, legitimate. Acting, like an actual movie or actual or song played on a movie or that's what I want, or sing a song at a club, whiskey, that's what I want. But for those who came out here for your dreams, may all your dreams come true, I had to deal with music and movies legitimately only. When I could release on a record, in a regular movie where I just keep my clothes on and read the script. So that's all I will say for that. Good day, good night. Good night.